Welcome to PornStarLifeCoach.com podcast. We are coming to you live from the Julieland Bedroom of Love. This is the Love Shack, and we've got three beautiful ladies that are joining me. I'm Nikki Hunter. Let's go from left to right. We've got Melody Jordan. Welcome back, baby.
Hello.
Hey. And Phoenix Marie. I got to get the Phoenixes wrong because we have Satine Phoenix and Phoenix Marie sitting by side by side. The Phoenix sisters. How about that?
We go by the Phoenix. We're one. Yeah. Phoenix.
I'm the right boob. She's the left.
I like it. I'll squeeze you both. Phoenix Marie. Hello, darling. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And Satine Phoenix.
Meow.
I love you. All right. We want to discuss relationships, and specifically relationships that we handle, balance, juggle while we're also in the industry, because it's not an easy feat. Number one, the whole goal of porn is to have sex, right? You're having sex with the other individuals. Anybody who has a inclination of, well, we need to be monogamous, that's not going to work in the porn industry, is it?
Nope.
No.
So we have to decide, you know, how we're going to work that dynamic along with the relationships that we choose to have, whether they're going to be from within in the industry, from outside the industry, and how that affects us. Who here has boyfriends?
I do.
Meow.
I have an on again, off again, because I'm an idiot.
With the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I deserve a really hard whack in the fucking head, but moving on.
A glutton for punishment, maybe.
I think we should start with the newbie.
Melody Jordan. All right. Yes. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, I do.
At what point did you have him before, after you got into the industry? Did he know about you wanting to get in the industry? Did he help you? Did he say, I don't do it? What?
We got together while I first started in the industry, so he knew exactly what I was doing. You know, I made sure that he knew exactly what we were doing.
So you were dating?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I was probably, like, in the industry or, like, starting out for, like, the first, like, 2 weeks, and then we kind of...
He's not here though, right?
No, he's back home from where I'm from, so
East Coast.
Yeah.
So you started dating a guy and you said, "See ya, I'm going to Los Angeles."
he was getting himself into. Like, we both knew what we were getting ourselves into, and luckily we're dedicated to each other, and like we work through things and we don't see each other as much, but like, I don't know. There's a lot of love there, so.
Can I say something?
Richard Avery.
He doesn't know what he's getting into. He says he does. He has no clue.
And it's so cute when they start.
How old is he?
So sweet.
He's 28.
He has no clue. None whatsoever.
28, not too young, though. He's not like a 23-year-old boy.
Right?
Yeah, no. He's got a lot to learn.
Now, here's the next question. Is he planning on moving out with you? Because you've only been in the industry for 4 months, and you said that you were thinking about coming out.
That's the plan, is to take the big road trip with him and my dad. And
so he's going to come out? And your dad, too?
Well, not live with me, but he's going to drive my car. So I said, Dad, you can come along for the ride.
Okay, but your boyfriend would be moving in with you.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a hard thing. He's going to be whacked across the face with reality, because it's easy when you're totally across the country.
Yeah.
And then another thing to live it.
But now he can have sex with me more.
Oh. What is he going to be when he grows up?
What does he want to be?
Yeah. Oh, you're silly.
No, I know. What does he want to do?
Like, he does, like, business stuff. Okay. So.
There's a lot of business in
LA. No, I think it's a good opportunity for him to be over here as well. And, like, he thinks that, too. And I think hopefully things work out. You know, you take it a day at a time. I'm a very optimistic person. Mm-hmm. And I'm a very dedicated person. And he knows that I am. And, like, you know, I don't do shit, like, go off and fuck guys off, things. And, like, I know my limits. I, like, there's different boundaries that I have because I do have a boyfriend.
You've established your working relationship as well as your at-home personal relationship.
Exactly.
And you save things for him.
Yeah, I try my best. Like, I stay away from a lot of kissing with guys and seeing. Like, I mean,
You're so fired.
If I do,
my boyfriend won't be okay with it. Come on.
No, like, I did, but Dates.com, and of course that requires a lot of kissing, and, like, you know, I tell him, I let him know whenever it is so he knows where to look for it if right. he doesn't want to see it or something like that. And
so he watches your scenes.
Yeah.
My boyfriend does so. Too.
Yeah, like, I mean, of course, more of the girl scenes, but yeah. he's already to that.
He's like, yes, please. When am I coming out again?
Like, no, like, I'll do things for him. Like, I'll bring a girl home and we'll, like, put a show on for him.
Really?
Stuff. Yeah, like, yeah,
did you do that before porn?
No, I've never, and, like, I never thought about that. I never had the opportunity to, because, like, before porn, I had another boyfriend, and, like, he, you know, wasn't into crazy shit. That, you know, one of the main reasons why I'm in porn.
So you needed someone that can handle your self exploration as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. I've been lucky. I consider myself lucky so far.
And
I'm a romantic.
Marie, not quite the romantic that Melody Jordan is.
Actually, opposite. I mean, think about it. I got in. I can tell you exactly when I met my ex. It was
so
right.
You call
before.
Him your ex right now.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now. You like that? That's where we're at right now. He's in Australia with Adriana Nicole. Yeah, he's an ex currently.
Oh.
So, yeah, moving on. And he just got finished doing a whole bunch of T-girl scenes in Thailand. So let's wait for his test to come back.
Wow.
Moving on. Wow. But Joey Savera was there, so it was kind of awesome. Yeah, let's talk about relationships. How about going from pre-porn, 5 boyfriends total, very like, I was his, he was mine, there was no exploration other than like in the kitchen, spatula on my butt, and I'm like, oh my God, that was so hot. Never stripped, never did anything like
that
crazy
is so
in my
innocent.
Life. Finance manager for Harley Davidson for 7 years. Coming into the porn world, I was like, why am I going to do this? Decided I'm going to just give it a shot with voodoo, tore me, blood, moving on. Luckily, voodoo's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Worked me through it like, oh no, you were just a virgin before me. It's okay.
I popped your cherry.
Literally. It was a bad pussy, right?
I killed your cherry.
A massacre.
Nothing's going back in there ever. to like, meeting my ex, he walked through the door. I was at a UFC party for an agent that I was with in the beginning. And I just remember seeing him and I was like, oh my God, like that's the man I'm going to marry. Like he took my breath away. He was amazing. I was just like, wow. Went on a first date with him. Obviously he's in porn. I'm in porn. I was like, this might work out great.
Right,
I knew
he
nothing.
Understands me.
Yeah, he's totally going to be understanding. He's going to love it. We're going to work out. It's going to be awesome. Yes. Yeah, no, I didn't realize that how many issues this our amazing family in porn is, has, like, the dynamics of, well, you can't fuck him because his girlfriend or wife won't fuck me, so then he doesn't get to fuck you. And I was like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. So I can't have sex with that person because it upsets you because their significant other won't fuck you? But that's not fair. We're not swinging. We're not, like, a swinger thing. Like, I'm just
this
going
just
to work.
Work.
Right.
Yeah.
Marcus Lennon and Devin Lee, awesome couple.
Awesome.
You know, great dynamics. They work out, they swing, they do everything, happy.
They're both in the industry together.
Yeah.
They both perform.
And they both do out. And they love each other, though.
Yeah.
Well, one of those two won't fuck my ex. So I wasn't allowed to do a scene with her, even. I was like, wait a minute. I was like,
oh my God.
So it like threw me for a loop trying to have a dynamic where I'm going to do my job, but yet I'm not allowed to tell him he can't go do his job.
Because he's making it personal.
Right. And I'm like, you have to understand, but he also realizes I do have a yes list. I do, like, I won't, these are my 13 boys. I will not fuck anyone outside my 13 boys. Go fuck yourself. Sorry, these are the ones I'm comfortable with. They can electrocute me, they can drown me, they can do all kinds of things.
You have a relationship with them, you trust them.
It's I have the most amazing 13 boyfriends in the world.
13 at once. Phoenix Marie. 1,000 scene. 13.
Scene 13 was.
Do it. Do
ooh,
it. No. Do for 13 boys for your 1,000
scene. Oh,
scenes.
No. Are
yes.
You
wait a minute.
Yes.
That is a real. I'm going to have 13. To second that emotion.
Because you just want to hurt me.
Yeah. We
if you'll
see
come back, I'll do
happen.
It.
It'll be a rapturous moment.
It's like 13. Oh my, all of them. Can you imagine the 13 boys
it.
That are on my yes list, though?
I don't know who your 13
okay,
boys.
Okay, we got Manuel Ferrara, James Dean, Mr. Pete, Jordan Ash, Ramon Nomar.
You're so done already.
I'm like Mark Davis. let's go with who else is awesome and amazing on my yes list. Rosano, just for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
He's the innocent one. The ex is still on the list, so Christian. Who else is on there? I put Derek Pierce back on it. Prince Joshua. Oh my God! Can you imagine
how did he redeem himself?
Right. Oh God. Those alone are just like
no Brad Pitt or Johnny Depp.
Yeah, well, that's totally definitely fun. Your yes list.
No. That's whenever I want to put my strap on and fuck them, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But like to sit there and have like the dynamics where I do have these personal relationships with all those guys that I do scenes with. And then to sit there and be told I can't do something. And it's like, well, I wanted to be electrocuted. Well, I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. But you won't let me because you have your own limitations. It's like, wait a minute. How am I supposed to have a relationship with somebody if they're telling me no in my own sex exploration and self-exploration through the industry?
Right.
And then it's like, wait, that's not fair.
Right. So you're dealing with not only the way that you have to handle your business and your life and the things, your yes and no's, but you're also, because he's in the industry and he's involved, his dick is definitely dipped into the same pool. You have to deal with his emotions and feelings and all the dynamics that he also has. And it's also you've taken on his burden.
Yeah, truly. Yeah,
that's difficult. That can be. Satine, what is your relationship status currently?
Well, I'm seeing a really beautiful man in the monogamous world of not porn, but I actually just got divorced from the guy that got me out of porn.
Wait, who's the guy that got you into porn, the swinger boyfriend?
Okay, so that one, our first scene was together. It was beautiful. We're really good at performing in front of people without cameras. The camera gets there. It was for... what was his name before? Max Powers, maybe Max Royale now, I don't know. It was about couples that swing. We had our friends there that two different couples who had never met. We had like this dinner scene and it was romantic. And they didn't want to play or be on camera, so we just had them around. And then he carries me off and we do this beautiful sex scene and he could not keep it up. And we were there for like an hour and a half and the moment we started being really intimate with each other, looking each other in the eyes and like caressing and doing the not porno style stuff, it was really beautiful. So we both got in together. He started doing scenes with other people. I started doing scenes. I was having a really great time. He had camera issues, which was sad because this man has a gorgeous penis. Like, I mean, it is big and delicious and wonderful. And
but it's hard for guys to, they don't mental. Realize the difference of your mental like status of being in front of the camera and not, you know, having a camera not present, because you really have to be like a kind of an asshole in order to do it. You have to have a hard dick and fuck the girl and show it off and you don't care. And there's a certain, if you care about your hard on, that's going to make you a worse performer.
Take care of your
yeah. So from if he did with me, it was care. Actually nice, you know, like we worked out really well, but separate, not so much, because I'm really sensual, and that's what turned him on, and he didn't realize that. Aww. You know, because you like to watch porn, but when you're making porn, it's different, unless you're filming for a sensual thing, and then that's a whole different, it's just a different type of scene. So I actually adopted that into my scenes with people. You know, I would be hypersensual with them in the beginning, which I guess a lot of people don't do. I was hypersensual with this one guy who was like, Satine, I am not here to be your boyfriend. And that was once in all the years that I did porn. And I was like, okay, wow. I'm a whore now. I feel like a whore. Thank you. You can't even fake it for me. You know, I faked it for you. So why couldn't you fake it for me? You know, like.
Well, I mean, we're actresses, you know? We really, really are. And it's going back to intimacy and porn. My ex had a great saying. He said, belly buttons never touch in porn. When you're having sex, your belly buttons will touch. It's body against body.
That's
in porn,
true.
You can't be that connected or else you'll never see the action.
That's
in which
true.
Case you got man blanket and everybody hates seeing man blanket.
See, I actually did. I would do both. One of my funnest scenes was with Blackzilla, Shane Diesel, and him and I were like insane. We had this crazy passion together where we would do a scene and we'd start on a a couch, and we end up on the table, on the floor, upside down, on the wall. But every few moments, we would just embrace each other hard and just get into this beautiful, sweaty mess. And I wish that somebody knew how to film that, because that's what I want to see. Like, I want to see that kind of sex, that, like, animalistic, just, like, I'm holding your body because it feels so good on my skin. Because, I like to see the penetration, but really, I want to get in. I want to, like, I want to be able to smell the people, you know, having sex.
That's why we don't have the cameras.
That's right. You'll love what I shoot.
Did you ever have an issue with a boyfriend or whatever, see that sort of passion in that scene that you shared with somebody else and go, why did you give that to him? I mean, there's a certain possessiveness that some couples get when it comes to seeing them do something on camera, and they're like, well, were you acting or were you in the moment? Were you there? So, you know, like, where was your head?
Like, being in the moment is how I live every part of my life. So, I mean, they had to have known that that was me being, because I really enjoyed sex. Obviously, that relationship didn't work out. You know, like, you know, I've tried to do with various people the monogamous off camera while just doing like porn with everybody, and the balance, I couldn't find it, honestly. I mean, and we were super starry eyed. I'm trying not to rain on your parade, because like, you got this, it sounds so beautiful and I just want you to hold it and keep it and be there. But like, we were like going to get married and we were going to have all this future plans, and it just, it ate us up. But, you know, on the flip side, I got to have that relationship. I got to explore that. I've had many other beautiful relationships since then. I no longer have that, like, one final be-all outlook, even though it would be awesome. But, you know, I just take life a day at a time. And you have to, in porn, you kind of, if you can find someone that can communicate with you moment to moment and you can understand each other and not try to fix. So say someone has a problem, like, don't have sex with that person because it makes me feel awkward. You don't say, okay, or that's bullshit. What you can say is, I really hear where you're coming from. I just recently been going to therapy. But like, it's helping.
That's another discussion.
I'm learning.
But like, you can tell them, say, look, I hear what you're saying. Like, you're really hurt by this situation and you want me to be on your side. Well, let's figure a way to be on each other's side without you putting limitations on me.
It's called communication.
That's the C
Isn't
word.
Isn't that funny?
I thought it was cunt.
Most problems come from miscommunication, poor communication, or no communication.
Yeah.
And I find that in relationships, or just whether you're friends or lovers or whatever, business even, you got to communicate. And I always tell people, even if you don't know what, you don't understand or don't know, just say, I don't understand and don't know, but I'm willing to learn.
It says a lot when you can say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I might be wrong.
I always say to anybody under 30 who says, I know, annoys the fuck out of me.
I didn't know any of this stuff till after I hit 30.
Yeah. When I was a kid, it was always, don't trust anybody over 30. And I always just, now it's like, don't trust anybody under 30.
I got 10 more years.
Wait, I hope we impart many lessons upon you.
Yes, no. It's
Show us.
Well, I mean, you come with your advice is to communicate at all levels. And even if you're like, I don't know, maybe explore it a little bit. Don't just take somebody's answer at face value, but find out the motives, the reasons, the emotions behind it for why he didn't want you to. Maybe he was just butthurt about being turned down for a scene. That's why he put that limitation on you. Maybe when your boyfriend Melody comes out here to the West Coast and he sees everything and it becomes a reality to him instead of just stories that you tell, it's going to, you know, come into problems that you're going to have to talk through and say, all right, this is the reality of the situation, but I'm still here. I'm still present. So now,
are you single?
I am not single.
I'm like, how can we? I like how you totally like skipped over yourself. That's bullshit. Yeah. Nice try, buddy. Go ahead. Give me.
I was married as a virgin, so I got married to the man who was my high school sweetheart and took my virginity on our wedding day. And
I just got goosebumps. I swear.
Wow. God, goosebumps. You guys are so romantic and hard. Don't give me this hard ass Santa.
This is porn.
We were married for 13 years and have two beautiful boys. And I love my married life. He went through kind of a midlife crisis. and he needed to find himself through through all that. He got himself addicted to some pills, and I didn't know about it, and he started acting strange, and I stepped away from it because it was after my cancer, I was diagnosed with leukemia, and it was a very tumultuous time, and then he lost himself, and I needed to re-find myself, so we grew apart, and we are divorced, but immediately after, like, I was out there trying to figure out who I was again, I found someone who I've been with for the past 3 years. Amazing.
He's super cool, by the way. I highly approve.
Super cool. He's very nerdy and very super cool. Director, writer, not in the industry. And but he's really cool about it. He watches my scenes. And it's really funny because he'll come up, he's like, "So, really liked it when you screamed, shove your baster of a cock in my ass." I was like, "When did I say that?" And he's like, "Here, frame 37. I'm like, "Oh God!" And sometimes I feel a little awkward, but he's really cool about it and understanding. I tell him, like, "Listen, just don't make me feel embarrassed about it, because there is a difference for me between the porn sex and at home in my own bed sex. Yeah. I'm really quite vanilla in a lot of different ways, and I just want to, you know, make love to my man and then maybe play around a little bit." I love him. I'm highly codependent, and it's ridiculous. So,
but you can admit that, and that is hard for some of us to admit that.
I can, and my problem is again, maybe I was 18 when I got married. My problem was finding myself. So I guess porn for me was an outlet of all this, like, extra rocket fuel of.
But it's also your journey.
It's my journey.
Life. It's your journey. It's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's different chapters of your life.
And I'm very happy where I am. I think my hardest thing is my man is leaving me for 2 weeks, and I don't know what to do with myself now. I know. Like, don't leave me.
Right. Everybody has to take turns visiting her.
I know.
I'll tie you up and meet you. Don't worry.
Okay. I like it.
Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you babysit her.
I'm on it.
I am as hard-ass and as crazy as I am on camera. It's almost like that's the flip side of my coin.
Yeah.
I'm really, like, stupidly bipolar. Crazy and bipolar in my scenes of, like, fuck my ass. But then I'm at home, I'm like, just love me.
It's so funny because that's my experience of you is, like, the super sweet, like, nice chick. Yeah. And, like, did we do a scene together?
We might have. I don't remember that of you. I don't know. We don't know if we've talked.
Oh my gosh.
We've done music videos. I remember that.
Were you licking her box in the music video?
Maybe.
It was a rap one, right?
But yeah, so that's my experience of you. I actually don't have that experience of you in porn.
Where I'm beating people and being shoved full of whatever you can put in a hole. Yeah, it's really fun. There's that huge dynamic, and I guess that's part of relationships is knowing what side. Do they know both sides? Can they accept both sides? And then can they also get what they have at home and be happy with that? And that's, you know, what are we willing to give when we're in our own bedroom? So
since you're new, have you figured out you're bipolar yet?
Well, you know what? I kind of don't really have a bipolar.
Not yet.
I guess not yet. I don't know. I really like giving my fans the real me.
Even though you won't kiss.
Well, even though I won't kiss, I don't know. Like, whenever I'm like with my boyfriend, it's like, you know, I don't want to limit him to my crazy side either. You know, like, I want to say, yeah, fuck my shithole. Yeah, fuck my shit bin and shit like that. You know, like, go crazy. And, like, you know, like, so
you
he can
so
have
cute.
That. Like, so he can have that side too. So he's not like, why can't I have that too? You know, right. I think it's important to give him that as well as making love, because in porn, there's no making love at all. So, like,
there actually is. I just want you to know there is. It's out there, and I just want to say it. I want everyone to know that there is making love, but just not. It's not. It's like a 5% in the video.
Yeah,
5%
of what they can show. It ends up on the editing floor.
it ends up in the trash.
Thank you, ladies, so much for talking about your relationships. I know this is very personal, and I know that you know, we have a lot of advice to give. If anybody wants to find you on your social media, what is it? Because we'd like to, you know, have them ask you some questions, stalk you, whatever. find you at the grocery store, ask about hummus.
My Twitter is MelodyJordanXXX. My Tumblr is MelodyJordan.XXX. And my blogger is MelodyJordan.blogspot.com.
PMarizzle on Twitter and PhoenixMurray.com.
How do you spell PMarizzle?
PMarizzle. Here's Phoenix the deal. Murray. You know there's like a million fucking fake ones, so I was like, hey, make it stand out. It may like hinder my follower count, but I don't really care.
Gotta know the real one. And Satine Phoenix, which is your real name.
Yep. SatinePhoenix.net, Satine Phoenix, blah, blah, blah. Google me. Find some movies. They're pretty fun.
Brilliant. And you can find me on Twitter, Nikki Hunter, and of course here at julieland.com. This is the Julie Land Universe. Thank you for listening to Life, Portstar Life Coach. And we'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.